This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC and I'm here with Stephen Gray, one of the founders of the DBCC. Stephen, how are you?
I'm great, thanks, Nate.
Awesome. Today we're going to be discussing personal trainer standards and what makes a good personal trainer. So, Stephen, in your opinion, what makes a good personal trainer?
Well, it's quite a broad question, Nate, thanks for that. But I think, I guess, and this is obviously only my opinion, I've got a fair amount of experience, but I think potentially there's quite a few things that make someone a good trainer, and that someone that's able to get results for the clients that they're training. I think that's ultimately what they're looking to do most of the time. I think probably passion is probably the number one. So the real desire, so that you actively want to learn more, because one of the keys I think is that you're never going to know everything. You've got to have that desire to constantly want to learn, to improve, and to get to know, because people can be quite different. And the passion needs to rub off on to that client that's being trained, so that everyone has bad days. As a client, you're going to go through times where you're not really seeing progress, you're finding it hard, your work's busy and things. But to go and spend time with someone that's passionate about what they're doing and can transfer that positive energy, I think is really important. And it makes it more enjoyable as well. So it makes you more likely to want to actually turn up. And I think, because with the results, part of it is actually just turning up, just making the effort to do it. You know, you're not going to see progress every single day. Sometimes you're not going to see the progress you want to see, because we all want to see faster progress. But if you just make it, you're going to turn up because that person's passionate. You can see they truly want to see you succeed. They care about you. Exactly right. I mean, you tell me, because obviously you're an amazing transformation expert, amazing client experience manager. What for you would be kind of one of those things that you think makes you, I mean, you obviously truly care about people's results, but how important do you think that is?
I think it's super important, you know, caring about people. And I think what stems from that is being present, which is not what you see from a lot of other personal trainers. I've been to various gyms over my time, as I'm sure you have, and I've seen various trainers, you know, not paying as much attention to their client as they should do. So I think by, you know, really caring about your client, you'll get that also being present and you know, really being focused on what's happening at hand and giving your whole undivided attention to them. I think that's something that's very big as well.
Yeah, I'd agree. And I think a lot of the time it's that thought. So like being present is that thought about that person that is being trained and the thought process behind it, so that you're not just
going through the motions,
I think, and just standing there. Maybe you're on your phone, maybe you're doing something completely different, but you're not really truly present. You're not there with that client.
Which, yeah, and I mean, clients will pick up on that, I think. I mean, I would think I could know if I was, I've been at a supermarket before, for example, and someone's not been present, and it's not made me feel good about what I was doing. So, you know, I'd never want one of our clients at the DBCC or a client anywhere to feel that, you know, they're not being looked after properly.
But you know what, you say that you'd expect people to know that. I think, yes, perhaps people do, but the standard, so when we're actually talking about standards here, the standard level is lower than that. It's not that. So if you expect that's what the standard's to be, then you accept it. You know, I kind of look at it as mobile phone companies, right? You expect it to be painful when you're on the phone to them, and it's going to be a hassle. They're not going to answer your questions that you want. You're going to sit on hold for, you know, 15 minutes before you speak to anyone. You know it's not going to be fun to deal with.
Yeah.
And you expect that because that's what you think is standard.
Yeah.
The moment someone comes in that doesn't do that,
breaks the trend,
then suddenly you realise that it doesn't have to be that way. And I think with the fitness industry in general, there is kind of that thought process that it's acceptable for, you know, you to be on your phone, you know, whilst training someone, which whilst you're under their care. And I mean, you know, the things that we put in place to make sure that everyone is first and foremost going to be safe.
Yeah,
you know, there's no good training hard if you're not going to be safe, because it's going to put you back in the long run anyway. And Yeah, I think it's just that general kind of lowering of level of standards, so people kind of think that that is just the way it is.
I think it's very easy to become a personal trainer in this time and age. You can do very, very quick courses these days. I mean, I felt when I first qualified as a PT, you know, that I was going to be an amazing PT straight away. And what I found is over time that, you know, I had to really develop a certain set of skills, which, have, you know, I've learned through the DVCC, really, which has changed me massively.
Which is why we actually set up what we call, I mean, internally, DVCC University, where everyone's constantly learning, going through curriculum, taking tests and things like that. Because it's that attitude of knowing that we don't know everything that's super important. And like you said, the general standards and general education is poor,
mm-hmm.
and it is low. And, you know, that's fine as long as, you know, the first course that someone does is literally the beginning of their whole learning. You know, they're constantly learning.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the DVCC core values we have within our team is we learn, we constantly learn every day. I mean, we're here after just doing some training.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's super important. And I think, yeah, it's kind of, because you can, there's a lot of different things, but I think with the standards of generally fitness, it is just that this general thought process of standard is low, so that people will accept, you know, someone training them, texting them 5 minutes before their session saying, oh, I'm ill, I can't come in.
Yeah.
You know, and that's okay.
For a lot of people.
Apparently, that's the way it's okay. Because that's what people kind of see as a standard.
Yeah.
They don't kind of put it alongside other types of, I guess, business or other services, other things that they use.
Yeah.
You know, so they don't correlate it and contrast it, which I think is wrong. I think we always talk about wanting to really compare favorably, and we don't get it right all the time, do we? But we're constantly trying to improve and get better and better and be compared against the, you know, someone's not fitness related service, completely different.
Yeah. I think another thing that's quite important is not to be too, I suppose, too, a lot of PTs, when I hear them in the past, you know, they've been very big headed about themselves or what they can, you know, what they can lift or how much they know, and they've been giving their client maybe too much information in terms of, you know, using very scientific words that, you know, the client's not going to understand. So being able to break it down into terms that your client's going to be able to understand, I think that's very important.
Yeah,
as well.
And I think the sign of someone I've always felt the sign that someone knows something truly is that they're comfortable talking to you about it on a basic level and explaining something in a basic level.
Yeah.
Whereas when you spend time with someone that just kind of wants to throw out big words, I always tend to think that they actually don't truly know their subject.
Yeah.
Know their subject that well.
And a lot of PTs do that. So I think that's something that's...
Another one you just touched on is being about... We try at the DVCC to be literally all about the results of our clients and about our clients. We want to... them to feel comfortable and to know that, you know, we're not, it's what happens, I think, in the industry is that people want to make it about themselves. So whenever you see someone on their Facebook page, they're talking about themselves or they're doing things about themselves, as opposed to, we get judged and we track this, don't we, on the results of our clients, literally.
Yeah.
And, you know, and how well we're doing at making people feel better about themselves, confident wise, losing body fat and things like that. And that's how we should be judged, not by, you know, how we look.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that sort of thing.
I also think that I think it's super important for a personal trainer to train and to know the intensities of training, because I'm sure there's a lot of personal trainers out there who don't train as they probably should do. And I think when you don't partake in any physical activity, it's very hard for you to gauge how hard someone's working and to push them to their limits that you want them to push them to.
I agree, which is why we do our training every week on a Monday. But equally, I also think to add to that is that it's very easy for trainers, and they tend to be, I mean, we all tend to have started at a younger age and, you know, that sort of thing, and lived a fit life, and sometimes it can be hard for someone to put themselves in the mindset of the people that they're truly training.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed, and I think we're a lot better at this now, certainly we talk about it a lot, is
realizing like I'm completely different to how I was 10 years ago. Like my shoulders hurt from rugby and I have to do different things. And I've said this to you and I said, look, this is what we're constantly talking about, that, you know, people, I'm going to feel different when I'm 45. I'm going to be different. So I would expect someone that's training me to understand that and not to try and make me do things that they think they can do. So why should I not be able to do it? Because I can't. Like, we're both men and we're, you know, I'm not that much older than you, but my life has been different to yours. My shoulders are different. I can't necessarily, you know, if you were to treat me the same as you,
yeah,
then yeah, I would be in pain and I'd be hurt and I'd feel bad that I can't do it because, you know, of my kind of limitations. So I think putting yourself into the mindset of the person you train is super important. Yeah. I don't think people do that enough. I think they just kind of think, assume they're not in pain, you know, because I wouldn't be in pain or that sort of thing. I think that's just a poor attitude. So I think it's putting your mind, trying to put your mind, and you're never going to do it perfectly, but trying to understand where that person is coming from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think, I mean, going back to care, I think care is, I think, obviously super important. You know, if a client ever injures themselves or ever says that, you know, they're having a problem, for example, with their elbow, you always want to address that in the right way and you always want to make sure that you reinforce that you've heard that with a client. And again, a lot of PTs, you know, if they have a client who comes in and says, you know, I might have injured myself, can completely dismiss that. I've seen it happen before. And, you know, I think it's very important to address the situation. And if you don't know what is best to do there and then you tell the client and then you go away and find out. And I think a lot of PTs will try and think on their feet and come up with something which necessarily isn't going to always be the best thing for the client.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. And I mean, there's plenty we can talk about. I don't think we'll get into it today, but just about that safety side of things is the way that I think often a trainer can, this is the exercise you're doing and they go ahead, do 15 of those.
Mm-hmm.
So someone knows if you're ever going to choose a trainer, that trainer should be literally cueing you continuously. Well, chest up, back straight, great work, Nathan. You're doing it right. Even when you're doing it right, you should be being cued because the moment you do it wrong is the moment you hurt yourself.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And also, I've just thought of another one, actually. Not programming properly. The amount of times I'll see, you know, somebody in the gym and, you know, they're not marking down how many repetitions or how many, you know, and they haven't, you can tell they haven't programmed. So if someone's come in for a personal training session and it's almost like they've just, their PT has just been waiting for them to come in, haven't really planned anything, oh, you know, today.
They're doing whatever routine they're doing.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and there's no planning behind it and there's no structure. So, okay, well, today, you know, we'll jump on the treadmill and then next week we'll jump on the bike. You know, there's no structure towards it.
Well, the problem with that is physiologically your body needs to adapt. What it's trying to do is to adapt. So that's why you're that's what you're doing exercise for. It has to have something to adapt to. There is a phenomenon where if you're changing the emphasis every day, it doesn't know what to adapt to, so it doesn't adapt. But again, like we've spoken about previously,
mm-hmm.
you can't do that for too long. So 4 weeks really optimally for most people, before you then have to change the phase, the style, the things that, you know, the basis of what you're doing, so that your body has something to adapt to. And that's very key.
Anything else that you'd like to touch on, Steve?
No, I think I can get quite passionate, I think.
It's a big topic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really big topic, and I think it's something that you witness. And I tend to get slightly annoyed when people's perceptions of our industry is low,
mm-hmm.
so that when you say what you do, they're judging you by what they think is the standard.
What they've seen.
That annoys me because we you know, actively, daily try, and I believe we do a very good job of really kind of, you know, throwing those out the window and not accepting them. And that's what we don't accept, that they are the standards that we should be judged by, and I really feel passionate about that because it does annoy me when someone kind of looks down at you as if, you know, oh, because you're living by these standards. And
yeah.
Like, well, we don't.
No, yeah, yeah. Awesome. Well, Steve, it's been a pleasure to speak to you today, and I hope you have a very good day.
Thanks, Nate.
If you've been listening to this podcast, please leave a comment below and have a great day.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedbcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.